You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
Please welcome Lindsey Vonn.
Best applause I've ever gotten.
That is not true. They're amazing, but that is not true. I've seen you get amazing applauses every single time you have broken a record, every single time you have won a medal. Welcome to the show, Lindsey Vonn. How are you?
I'm great.
How is life treating you? Oh, I'm fine. You're on the show.
I think I have a horn growing in the back of my head, though. I'm not sure.
How is life treating you right now as a great of a sport? I mean, not many people are considered the greatest of their generations in any sport. Many people say Lindsey Vonn changed downhill skiing forever. You know, it was what, 7 world championship medals? You completely...
I think it was nine.
Yeah, and you should. You genuinely...
Well, I'm retired now, so I gotta, like, pump myself up as much as I can, because, like, there isn't any more coming.
What does it feel like to go from that world to being someone who is retired? Because you dominated the sport and you changed it forever, and then you then, because of injury, had to just, like, slow down and change your life. Was that an easy shift for you to make?
No, it was really hard, actually. You know, I was trying to say no to things, you know? I had so much time on my hand, I didn't know what to do. So I was like, yes, I'll, you know, go here and go here and go here.
Right.
And then my boyfriend, PK, is like, you're gone more now than you were when you were skiing.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, you know, I kind of got to stay in that relationship. So I was like, okay, I'll be home a little bit more now. But it's juggling things, you know? It's totally different. Like, I stay home and I take care of the dogs and I, like, make breakfast.
You say that, but at the same time, you're a businesswoman. You run an organization that helps girls, you know, move into the world of business. You know, you're in philanthropy. We see you at events cheering on great causes. You're still an advocate for the sport. I mean, you are doing a bunch of kick-ass things. I just think it doesn't compare to your previous schedule, because how many races did you have in a year?
There's not as much adrenaline.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Your life involved falling down a mountain... It's hard for anything to compare to that afterwards.
It's a fair point. That's why I saved skydiving for, like, after I'm retired.
Right.
Because I knew that was going to come in handy later on.
Does it compare?
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, so you're still going to go skydiving?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, that's why I didn't do it before.
Right.
Because I had the adrenaline. Now I don't. So now I'm going to go skydive.
Yes.
To, like, you know.
Just to see if you can, just to get that feeling back.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
Just see what happens.
Let me ask you this. What is the scariest part of skiing? I mean, I'm assuming it's a crash, but I don't know.
Have you ever skied?
No, that's white people things. No. 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 Why would I do that? I have no business on the slopes.
I love you. You're awesome. What was the question? I got distracted.
No, but I'm saying, what is the scariest part of skiing?
It's not scary.
At all?
No.
How fast are
Why
you going?
Why do you think I did it for 19 years?
Because you are insane.
It's awesome.
No, because genuinely, you're a fearless person. Like, when you're going down a slope, and we've seen those clips of you flying down, how fast are you going at your peak?
Probably like 85, 90.
85 what, 90 what?
Miles an hour.
You see, I was thinking kilometers, and now it doubled. Right. That's really fast. You are breaking, like, speed limits of the freeway down a slope.
Yeah.
And you've crashed. You've broken how many bones in your body?
A lot.
And you've come back every single time. Like, what is the hardest part of recovering? That's one thing I've always wanted to know. Is like, because your bone is broken, your body is broken, it must be harder and harder to come back. How did you keep on doing it?
It was hard. I mean, I think it just takes time. Like, it's really boring. You're always doing the same thing over and over and over and over. And of course, like me falling and being hurt so many times, it's like even more. Just it compounds and compounds.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, can I just stop crashing? It'd be really great if I could just keep winning and not crash. But that's the thing about ski racing, though. It's not scary to me, but that's inevitably the risk that you take.
Yes.
Is that you could fall at any time. And I always tell people, you know, when I'm going 85 miles an hour, I always say, okay, stick your head out the car when you're driving on the highway.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of what it feels like to ski that fast. But then jump out of the car when you're going on the highway. And that's what it feels like when you're crashing.
Don't jump out of your car. Just take her word for it. Do not jump out of your car or stick your head out of the window on the freeway. I feel like in many ways, you crashing and getting up has been what made Lindsay such an icon. Is that like people saw you as a legend because of that. You won, but then you came back. You know, and a lot of people can win, but it's really hard to come back from that level of adversity. Your foundation, Strong Girls Camp, in many ways speaks to that idea. Why did you start the camp? Why did you start that initiative? And what does it mean for you?
Well, I think for me, the best thing that came out of all of my injuries and not jumping out of cars, but was that I had the time to start my foundation.
Right.
And the mission, like you said, is to empower young girls. Because now, you know, with the horns growing out of the back of our heads, there's a lot going on with social media,
right,
and just
right,
bullying and, you know, lack of self-confidence is astounding. So, you know, the premise came from when I met my idol, Peekaboo Street, when I was 9 years old. I met with her for 2 minutes, and because of her, I wanted to be an Olympian.
That's amazing.
So I thought, if I can spend, you know, a whole day with kids, what can I encourage them and inspire them to do and be? And so that is why I started my foundation.
You've been... Yeah, thank you. You've been a champion on the slopes. You've been 3 times Sports Illustrated model. Are you going to say it's 5 now? Are you going to trick me? I'm ready.
No, it was only in my bikini twice and paint once. So that, yeah, 3 times.
Okay. I've only done paint, whatever. And you've also started a new channel on YouTube where we're getting an insight into your life. What are you interested in now? You know, I know that you've been in skiing for so long, you know, but you've become bigger than just skiing. You know, people see Lindsay Vonn as someone who speaks out for issues, someone who fights for women's rights, someone who is a role model in the world. What are you looking to do now in the world, now that you've got all the free time and you're not falling out of a car at 85 miles an hour?
Thanks. That's, like, really nice coming from you. Yeah. I appreciate that. No, I don't... You know, I don't know exactly what I want to do. I'm trying a lot of different things
Yes.
to see what I'm most passionate about, because, as you know, you need the passion to be able to be really successful at
right,
something.
Right, right.
So I'm finishing my memoir. I've got my HBO documentary coming out this fall. I'm executive producing a movie with Robert Redford. So there's a lot of things in the pipeline. I'm starting my own beauty company. I'm working with Arnold Schwarzenegger and LeBron on a nutrition company, Ladder. So it's like, I've got a couple things.
There's
in the
a
bank.
Thing. There's a couple things going on. There's a couple things going on. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Wonderful having you here, Lindsay Vonn, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday, because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.